איתי שלום בעזרת השם. רב שלום. Page 101. So fine, we learned this whole paragraph to purify the seven openings of the face, purify our brain to get a new light, to get a new sechel. No, how do I do that? That's the whole Rabbi Nachman, right? How do you do? How do you do? That's the main thing. I read the story, by the way. A story about this guy in Bnei Brak, big Torah scholar. He learns all his life. After a few years, after getting married, he felt, it's fine, I'm learning. He lost the cheshek for learning. He's missing something. He didn't know what he's missing. So he's learning Maharal books, Hasidic books. It gave him some life, but then he had another crisis and it was completely... For a long time until he got back to his, even his learning, but he also was with no cheshek or anything. Until somehow Rabbeinu reached him. Then he started living a life. Someone from the top, kacha. Started living a life. Without Rabbeinu, I don't know if someone's living a life. How'd you go? How'd you live till now? How? How do you live before you knew Rabbeinu?
Life.
It's not life.
You're existing.
You don't have the kelim, the tools to go through life, to go through what you're going through in life. Only when you meet Rabbeinu, you see. What to do it. Mainly what to do it. So how do we merit all this? The person wants to really start to begin a new page in his life, fresh, to merit to purify his heart, sanctify his seven openings, seven candles, seven branches of the candle of the candelabra of his face, and to begin to feel really what dat of dusha, what knowledge of holiness is. You should know that you don't merit it by pressing a button and, oh, now I'm holy. No, it doesn't work like that.
I have to give it back.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
There is one holy button. It's called this one. It is.
Avinu HaKadosh.
Oh yes.
Avinu HaKadosh said by himself that he toiled a lot until he merited what he merited to reach. But the tzaddikim, they help us to focus. To know where to put the emphasis on, where to focus on. To know that we're not working stam. We're not going full gas al neutral, like we say in Hebrew. Full gas al neutral, right? How would one know? Maybe I'm going full gas and neutral, I'm not going anywhere. Chaval, right? So you have to listen to Tzadikim. Tzadikim will tell you your path. And even though you feel you're on full gas and neutral, you're not, because you're going in the right path of the tzaddikim, you're going in the right way. Therefore, it's important to learn in this book and to review it many times and to take everything that we learn here to prayer and into what they do. In many books, in many places, people talk and this, that. Beautiful. How do you achieve? No one talks. No one tells you how. Till Rabbeinu came and told you, what do you mean now? Tell Hashem you want. Go talk to him about it. Like Avdol says there endlessly every single day. Okay, go talk to him about it. Someone told me, Gil, that he grew up in a very Christian family. He went to school, the Christian school and everything. And he said, that also by then they used to always say, why don't you talk to God about it? Even they realize they have to talk to God about everything. So makara lanu, if it came from us, yeah, they stole it all from us.
Did the tzaddikim have to be Breslov?
No.
Could be
any tzaddikim. Rabbeinu revealed this whole idea of being Buddhist. Rabbeinu said that all the true tzaddikim, they became tzaddikim only through itbodedut. Doesn't make a difference where they were. It could be anyone, the Chazanish, Chafetz Chaim, they weren't blessed at all. Only through itbodedut. And without itbodedut, he's not a tzaddik. Gamal, period. And he's not a tzaddik, I'm sorry. Without him going and fixing himself and asking from Hashem and working in this, he's not a tzaddik. He's not fixing anything. If he's a tzaddik, does he work on himself? Because he went, and it doesn't mean that he had to go to the field and scream like Rabbi Nachman says. Could be that he did it in a different way. Could be that he was in the room and he was.
What's happening to the pastor? We have Pesach, a person. His grandson told him, and he was in the shiva.
Who? Avodna? Yeah. Avodna, he wasn't a Breslov or a Chassid. He wasn't a Chassid. He was not a Chassidish Kazakh. But he did what he did every day, his whole life. That's why he became Avodna. And there's no other way. If someone tells you there's another way, he's lying. He doesn't know. He has no idea. Avinu says, man or woman? Now or now? Benish benisha, I efshar liot ish kasher. It's impossible to be a kosher man without doing good. Impossible. There's no other way. If he thinks he's a kosher man, he doesn't go do it, he's wrong. Now, I'm not coming to tell someone if he's right or wrong. But each one should look at himself and see that he's wrong. If he thinks that he's going to reach anywhere without doing good, they're going and rebuking himself, the tshuva, and davening. Looked himself in the eyes, says yes, not disgusting, and smiled to that, and work on himself. Not going to reach anywhere, right? The first, how do you say, knowing the problem is half of the solution. So if someone thinks he's a tzaddik, why yet? When he's going to start working? To look at yourself in the eye, and that you do only when you're in an isolated place alone. You say yes. I'm disgusting. I'm an animal. Thank you, Hashem, for making me an animal. Help me, I want to be close to you. Oh, so simple. Tshuva is a beautiful thing. Abdullah said today, in Judaism, we have halakha for every situation in life. Even if you did the worst avera in the world, now you have a different halakha. Before you had the halakha not to do the avera. Let's say you did the avera. Now you have halacha, do the tshuva. What's the big deal? You want to serve Hashem? Just do what the Torah tells you right now to do. It's not pashut. Why make it complicated? It's so simple. Rabbi Nachman says, the main thing is simplicity. Tmimut v'pshitut. Just to be simply with Hashem. What does halacha say now? I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. What does halacha say? Daven Shabbos? I'll go daven Shabbos. What the halacha says now? See what the halacha says. You get close to Hashem. Bezrat Hashem. It's beautiful. Kim?
That's what I told all of my kids. They just realize that God loves you. No matter what you're doing, God loves you.
He's always with you.
Oh. And he says, no way. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He really does. He says, no, you don't know what I do. I said, it's okay. God loves you. That's the message.
Right, because a lot of times people are not getting coming back, not getting close. Says, Hashem probably hates me. It doesn't want me anymore. But if you're still breathing on this earth, He still wants you.
Well, that's why I like this philosophy of Breslov, because you emphasize the love part of it,
okay,
as opposed to the negative part of it.
Nice.
It's like what you said. You know, you commit mass murder, so what is that stopping you from davening Mecca? You know, not tonight, from davening Mecca.
Yeah. Right. So only through a person doing buladut on certain things, he will know, he will have the knowledge how to do it. Yeah, only through focusing, meditating on this thing that he's working on. Meditate on it. Focus on it. Speak about it. And it'll be revealed to you in you what to do, how to act in life, how to do life, how to live. Not just to go through life as though It says by Avraham Avinu, the days came with him. Every day was full. It was full of doing things. And everyone has to be like that. And we could be like that. And if we weren't till now, so now we can start. And if a second ago I wasn't, so now we'll start. Makara. Always I remember that the Ramban says, Ka'avar ayin, atid adayin, ha'oveh ki'erev ayin. The past doesn't exist anymore. The future is not yet here. Doesn't exist yet. And now we'll be over in the blink of an eye. So just do what you can right now. So, more questions. Hashem is beautiful to us, Amash. Take it day by day. You don't have to wait to be 80 years old to take it day by day. Oh, the other day Hashem gave me good. You can start when you're also when you're 20, also when you're 30. Every day, every moment. I've been said one of the secrets of serving Hashem is Tikkutei Moran. Tikkutei Moran in Pirush, I've been said. One of the secrets of serving Hashem, one of the fundamental things, is to take it day by day. Thing by thing. Not to look at the whole thing. It makes you a person crazy. It makes a person crazy. If a person even looks at the, let's say, in even bills that he has to pay. The insurance, the mortgage, the gas, this, electricity, the gas, and it goes. Ah, that is sugar. Today, what do you need to buy bread? You have 12 shekels to buy a loaf of bread? Whatever it costs, 7 shekels? Yeah, good. Smile, go buy a loaf of bread yourself. Today, you have to pay the rent? Today, you have to do it? No, matter like. That's in physical world and also in spiritual world. Today you have to finish the Shas? Today, right now, what do you have to do right now? Sit in a shir and listen? So sit in a shir and listen. Achakach, something else? Do something else. Time by time, thing by thing. Every day, an hour you after an hour you build it. It's good to do it in the beginning of the day. Even at night already, good to do it. Do it at night? So yeah. Covered, you're covered. Okay? To focus on now. You focus if you're way forward. I see it many times. I have to go through things in life. I said, stop. You're making yourself crazy. It's the Yetzer Hara helping you not to focus.
So, it's easy to do. Let's say you did very early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, but the day passed. So there was many things in the day. And so, before you go to sleep, you have to make sure.
So
because it's all go up,
Nachon, but once in 24 hours is an hour good. So if you do it in the night, in the day, I like.
But what I mean is when you in the morning, you saw what's up.
I learned from Shimon Teichner, Shlita. He said that if the person does tshuva before in the 24 hours, okay. Within that day, Kilo, night and day, okay? Within that night and day, so it's as if there never exists that sin. It does have no blemish on the neshama at all. At all. It's clean. More than that night and day pass, then he has a problem. Not 24, night and day. Okay? Then he has a problem. Then he has a blemish. Goes to tshuva. But already, it has more effect on his neshama. It's a burden already. It's harder to get out. It's work. Okay? Zad Hashem. Abay Sai, I bless us all that we learn to do tshuva with joy every single day. It's a big matana. In the previous world where I was in, Charedim, I'm not saying that tshuva was a scary word. Tshuva. Tshuva. I have to look at myself that I'm bad and say bad things about myself.
So it's a happy thing.
Tshuva is a beautiful thing. You're returning to Hashem. Nothing better than doing tshuva. It's beautiful. You become so happy that you thank Hashem that you sinned. I had a tshuva. It's beautiful. I think everyone in his own place do tshuva from the place that he knows. The tzaddikim, they do tshuva on their tshuva. So we do tshuva on our sin and our lust and our craziness in our head. And a person on a lower level, he does tshuva on his level, and he does tshuva. And Hashem is not asking you to do something that you can't do. And what you know tshuva is, that's what you do. I told this guy, he's not religious at all, I told him to do tshuva. He said, what does that mean? I said, yeah, you got confused. You thought it was this person, not Hashem. So do tshuva. I tell Hashem, I'm sorry. This guy, he doesn't keep Ta'at HaMishpacha, he doesn't keep Shabbat. So he could think tshuva, tshuva, me tshuva, and then do tshuva. But the method's not how it works. Tshuva where you are, in your perspective, and you're where you are, in what you know. That's how we do tshuva. So I bless us all, Be'ezrat Hashem, that we're going to do true tshuva, which means to return to Hashem.